naked shamanism. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I will take you on a journey across the universe through shamanism, metaphysical, and holistic. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Everybody, welcome to Iggy Garcia Live. It's good to be here. Episode 154. Today we're going to be talking about the gift. What is the gift? Well, we'll get into that in a minute. But let's get started here. Let's light a candle. Let's give thanks to those who came before us, our ancestors, the ones who trailblazed the path for us. I am Iggy Garcia, the Naked Shaman. We get real here. We get uncovered, and we get loose. This candle, the purple candle, represents protection and wards off evil energies. Evil spirits, be gone, be gone, be gone. So, here's to you. Giving thanks to the ancestors. Thank you for doing what you do, supporting us, holding us, remembering us, teaching us, sharing with us all the magic and all the things that you wanted to pass along, all the things that you wanted to share. And there's some things that you didn't get to share. There's some things and parts of you that wanted to share and just weren't able to. But in an energetic way and in a fascinating way, the way the universe works, we know what you wanted to share. And so with that, I want to say thank you. We'll let that burn during the show. Get a little bit of some sage burning here for us. Since we're going to be in ceremony, every show's in ceremony. For those of you who are not familiar with the work I do, I do shamanism, specifically proven shamanism, and all the types of modalities, intuitive coaching, and just teaching you how to find that inner spirit, that inner soul that you have. Giving thanks. Okay, here we go. All right, everybody, how you doing today? So today we're going to be using these cards, are Power Animal Oracle cards from Steve D. Farmer, PhD. Some of you may have these cards, some of you may have this deck. We're going to go into these a little bit later in the show. Do some reading. So if you want a reading, I will give you a popcorn reading. We'll do that today. So, but today I wanted to talk about what it means to untap the gifts that you have. The gift. What is the gift? What does that mean? All right, so if you caught my last show, I was talking about following the smoke and different things like that. I actually did a talk over at Sacred Awakenings over the weekend. I kind of talked about that subject a little bit, so if you want to catch that show, you can. Excuse me. So today what I'm going to talk about is specifically what it means to find that piece in that puzzle after you find the smoke. Once you find the smoke, you got to find the teacher, or you've got to find the thing that's going to send you, the thing that's going to teach you, so you can harness and find your gift and be able to step into your gift. So what is a gift? A gift is a present, something that's given to you, something that you have, something that's inside of us, something that sometimes we have to unlock. Sometimes it's in there and we just don't know it. Sometimes we need someone to help us find that thing that resonates inside our spirit, our soul, in our hearts. And it's not always easy. It's not always easy because here's the thing. We work from old programming. A lot of us do. So we're all working from old programming. And so when we start to look for the pieces and parts and those magical things that we know, you know how you just know what you know, and then when you say something to somebody, they're like, oh, how do you know that? Oh, you must be gifted. Oh, you got the power. Or some people get afraid. No, are you a witch? Or what are you? Oh my God. Are you a voodoo doctor? You know, you name it. I've heard it all. But finding your gift means is connecting with that source energy that you're part of. We're all part of source energy. Every single one is part of source energy. Everyone. There's not one person who's not on this planet who's not part of source energy. You know, sometimes the gifts that others have, we may find somebody has looks similar, but they're not. Everybody on this planet, every human being, good or bad, doesn't matter, has a gift, has a magic, has some type of connection to source energy, or some type of energy, or some type of connection to the shadow or the light side. Remember, we always talk about, you know, how the dark elites, or we're always talking about the dark, but are there light elite? Are there elite with light? And people who are luminous, people who can share and bring to the world? They would have to be. They would have to be, you know, how we have shadow elite, the shadow side. Well, the shadow has its opposite, which is the light. And sometimes you ebb and flow into that. You ebb and flow into that. So what kind of gifts do you have? So some of us are intuitive. Some of us are psychic. Some of us don't even know what we have. Some of us are, you know, just able to connect, able to hear, to listen, you know, and be able to tap into that source energy. But a lot of us go through life sometimes feeling that we're weird. A lot of us go through life thinking that something's wrong with us. And there's really nothing wrong with us. It just happens to be that what we're feeling are things that we can't understand because the people in front of us don't understand either. And that's why we go on this journey, and that's why we go on this mission, to find out who we are. Some of us do it really well, and some of us don't do it very poorly. Some of us will search and find things, and some of us will try to search and find things and totally debunk. Some of us will read books. Some of us will watch videos. Right now, we're in a time where we have so much information in front of us. We have tons of published articles, books, magazines, CDs, videos, and YouTube and social media aspect. You can go into YouTube and just pretty much channel anything. You pretty much type anything and you can find it. You want to find out things about psychics? You type in the word psychic. You type in intuitive, you type of intuitive. You know, so there's difference between those things. There's difference between these different types of gifts. So what kind of gifts do you have? So if those of you who are online watching the show, let me know what your gifts are, what you think you have, what you think you are able to use, whatever. If you have questions about what a gift may look like, how to harness your gift, let me know. Send me a line here and I'll try to help you through the process, because it's always fun to discover what may be something that you've been trying to figure out for a long time. Sometimes when we wake up, information overload. Okay, information overload. Boom, 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 boom. First question is from Connie. Hi, Connie. How are you? Good to see you. Information overload. Let me put my special glasses on here real quick. It's good to be here. It's good to be here, man. Okay. Anyhow, information overload. Information overload means you just get a lot of information either all the time or some of the time or part of the time. So let me ask you, Connie. Where do you feel in your body that you get information overload? Is it in your head? Is it in your shoulders? Is it in your back? Is it on your hands, your feet? Or just the whole body? The cool thing, you know, I'm just trying to figure out, is where you get it. Not from you, but from what's available. Okay. Because here's what happens. Sometimes we get information overload from just source things in front of us, from spirit trying to download to us, because information is download. We are frequency creatures. We are creatures that have frequency. So we feel energy. We feel things that other people share. And then sometimes spirit, like for me, it's on the core of my back, right back here on my shoulders. I can feel this energy coming down on me. Okay. So it feels like a weight almost. And then I know that it will go away eventually. But I know that I'm receiving downloads. So what's the download doing? I don't know. What's it happening? I don't know. And sometimes it can be very intense. It can be very powerful. It can be very draining. Okay. So the biggest thing is when we have information overlap with so much information from over here and some things from social media, some things from the news, you have to figure out a way to ground yourself, a way to energetically move your energy, move your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions in a place. So you have to find some techniques that will help you, like drumming. For example, you have a drum. The drumming is a good beat, puts you in a trance state. When we hit it 180 beats per second. One, two, three. Go. And then what happens is it starts to slow down that mind. Starts to slow down. Starts to just relax you. And then you're able to channel and the energy, move the energy through. Because right now, we have so much inundation of information on us, on a spiritual level and a 3D level, that people sometimes don't know which just how to discern which is which and which is important and which they need to listen to. But I know that everybody's going through this, not just you, Connie. A lot of people are going through this right now. This is a very, very, very common theme right now, information overload. Sometimes it's just easy to turn off your TV. Stop talking to people. Don't worry about what people say. Just cut it out and move it. Sometimes this is that simple. Now, for some of us, that's not easy to do. The biggest thing with information overload is to know what's important to you, what you want to take in, what you think is valid, what you think is important, if you're going to take on that and that task, you know. And so whatever's available out there, you're going to have to just discern what's best for you. Because if you don't, it's just going to annoy you. It's going to bother you. It's going to frustrate you. It's going to put you in a state of mind that's not conducive to your growth. So hopefully that helps you a little bit. If you need some techniques on that, I can give you some techniques off the air or in here, but moving on along. If anybody else has a question before we keep moving on, let's see. Yes, I've been grounding. It does help decide what I feel true for me. Okay, cool. Awesome. So you're on the right track. You know what you're doing. You're working through. And I hope that drum is that you have, that you're using, put it to good use, because it's a beautiful drum. All right. Anybody else have any questions here for Iggy Garcia, the Naked Shaman? Because we're going to try to answer your questions the best we can. Because right now, there's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot of things happening right now. There's just all kinds of energies, all kinds of things. I've seen some videos where people have talked about how people perceive you and how people look at you and how people are able to create a version of you. So when we talk about multiverses, we're talking about the different aspects of how other people create you and make you. So the question was proposed is, are you really who you think you are? Or are you just a figment, an imagination, or a creation of other people? Because everybody who's online here sees me completely different. Each one of you sees me in a different light, connects with me in a different light, is engaged with me in a different light. Engaged with me in the sense that you either walk with me on the path, talked with me on the path, stay with me on the path, and we're all on the path together. But see, here's the thing. I see you, each one of you, in my own perception, in my own reality, in my own blue-colored glasses. Okay? So that's important to understand. That regardless of how we see each other, we see each other through the filters and the memories and the things that we've created along the way. We can't help but do that. And so we see the world the same way. Six people may see a car accident on the side of the road. Okay, they hear boom, boom. One hears the sound. Boom, the other one sees the accident. Boom, the other one's across the street. Boom, the other one's behind it. Boom, another one's inside the car. And every single person has their own account of what it looks like and how it manifests and how it creates. Life's the same way. So if there's 7.5 billion people on this planet, okay, 7.5 billion people, if every person saw me once in their life or twice or three times, they would all have 7.5 different versions of what I look like. So I exist in a reality of 7.5 different ways. And not any one of them are the same. They may be similar in the sense of how they will describe me and how they will talk about me, but I am different regardless to the fact that they don't all see me the same way. They create me in an image that suits them, that helps them understand me better. And then there's some that won't even be able to build a construct of me, okay, or see me or see you, because they don't want anything to do with you, even though they are part of you and you're part of the big universal grand slam, you know, the goo, you know. That's what happens. And so when I heard that, it was a reminder, because I kind of knew that and I forgot. You know how you forget things because you just do this stuff all the time? And I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. That makes a whole lot of sense. I now understand why people, you know, feel a certain way about me and how they act and react with me, because they all see me through the perception, the lens that they've created for themselves, for each individual, for each situation. Now everything happens. Is that a gift? Absolutely, it's a gift. That's their gift. That's how they work, and that's how they manage through life. Now, in my opinion, everybody's intuitive. Everybody's an empath. Everybody has precognition. Everybody has the way to tap in now. What I do know is not everybody knows how to use it. Not everybody's willing to use it. Nobody's open. Some people are not open to use it. And the ones who are willing to use it and want to learn how to use it don't know how to get started. They don't know how to begin. Now, my friend Dawn Thompson popped in here for a second. She's a teacher. She's a shaman. She also does this work. These are people who can help you find your way. You know, my friend, you know, who is all here, everybody's popping in. There's one or two people here can help you find your way. So here's the thing. When you're looking for the path to open your present, open your gift, okay? You know, when you're ready to open that, it's a unique set of circumstances. It's a unique, you know, set of goo, because I'm more goo than roo, as my teacher John McMullen would say. I'm no guru to anybody. We're all a personal guru. And you know, we're part of the goo. We're the stuff, like my friend here, Mateo, says. You know, we are all made of the star stuff. Carl Sagan. This is true. We are all made of the stuff. That's why we are all one. That's why we're all connected. And that's such a hard concept for people to believe and understand, that we're all one, that we're all part of the same goo, the star stuff. But we are. That's why it hurts. That's why you get mad. That's why you get mad at Iggy when he posts something that you don't like. Because it's something that you don't agree with, because it's part of you. It's the shadow side of you. You see the shadow side of me. You project onto it and you feel that. When you like things of Iggy, you see the light side. The light comes from you. You know, the awakening. When you don't like something Iggy, you see the shadow side. But is it my shadow or your shadow? I don't know. That's to be determined. The point is, it's happening regardless. It's happening regardless. Going to use examples, not to stay on the topic too long. Right now, with Afghanistan, we have shadow and light. Shadow and light playing out right now. Totally playing out. Some people are in agreement. Some people are in disagreement. Some people are just at all. Some people are going, what happened? Some people are like, oh, we've been there too long. Some people have the nonchalant approach. Some people are like very angry. Some people are very upset. Regardless, it's happened. In life, will always happen. You know, we're nothing but a little dot. We're like, here we are. All right. This is the whole earth. And we're here. This is how much we've moved. A little bit of a nail. That's it. But yet we think we're so important, because we are important. We're important because we're creators. We create. That's why the imagination is so important. Your gifts. And you know, when I work with people, and you know, my friend Kate is online, she'll tell you right off the bat, if you can't think about it, imagine it. Like when I try to coach people, when I'm coaching people, I say, imagine what it would look like. Imagine what that sounds like, what that tastes like, smells like. Because your imagination is very powerful, very strong. When we're stuck, our imagination is very, very keen to mold and create. Listen, this platform is created because somebody's imagination. This is a gift, someone's gift to create this platform. Someone's gift is to create the light bulb, right? That's someone's imagination. Someone thought that. Someone had to think about that. This microphone, someone had to create that. Someone had to think that. In that, there we are. You know, so when you think about these, all the things that we have in front of us, all the things that we use every day, that somebody's imagination created that. So that's why you never discount imagination. You never discount your creative mind. Never. Because the gifts are in there. In one day, they start unlocking. It's like a Rubik's Cube. You start moving the right combination, the right color. Sometimes we only have the red. Sometimes we only have the white. Sometimes we have two panels and we're good. And we work really fine from that. But the idea is to get all the panels in one place. Okay? It's, you know, that's what we want to do. That's the goal in game. All right. So, yes, it's hard to understand. I believe it's when I try to rationalize the human sense is when I get myself confused. Well, a lot of it, because there's so many of us, and it's like frequencies running through. It's like airwaves. It's like radio stations. You don't see the radio stations, right? But they're there. The radio frequencies are going through us, around us, and it's all going through the air, just like this cell phone, right? This cell phone. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. But that frequency, that energy is flowing. That energy is moving. The same way with you. Same way with me. If we want that energy to flow, we have to find the right frequency inside of ourselves. Because see, this phone is set to a certain frequency to receive the signals that it needs. You are no different. The cool thing about it is you can move into multiple receiving modes simultaneously, or one at a time, or just be able to absorb it all. But here's the thing, you try to absorb it all, that's where the mass confusion comes in. That's when things start to get a little bit messy. So we have to learn to navigate, learn to move into in that space, because it's really difficult sometimes to be able to, you know, bring in one thing. Here, the mind is not limited. The mind is not limited to just one thought. There's a lot about the brain, there's a lot about our heart, and there's a lot about, you know, the thymus, the pineal gland, and all the different parts of us that are connected. Humanity actually has lost the ability. Andy, what's up, brother? The ability, okay, to remember and recall things, because we don't use it. You don't use it, you lose it, kind of a deal. Why? Because, number one, organized religion is a good example. It was a suppressing tool because they wanted you to follow a doctrine. Not knocking religion, I'm not saying it's bad, but I just know that sometimes a good thing sometimes is used to keep the masses in check. TV, good example. Radio, social media, keeping the masses in check. Even though right now, even though I'm using it, it's used in a positive light, because it's also in a positive light in order to share the message I have that's inside of me to share with you. Now you take with you whatever you want to take. You use whatever you want to use. Okay? You may not want to use any of it. But regardless, I'm sharing because there are people who want to hear. There are people who want to learn. There are people who just need one word said. Just one thing to unlock a piece of the puzzle. A piece of the turn of the Rubik's Cube inside their head in order to do that. And yes, religion has been used and manipulated to, you know, control people. And, you know, and to some degree, it still kind of is, if you ask me. Being true to the fact of a naked shamanism, open to the thing. Religion is a beautiful thing as well. It has structure, it has ceremony, and different things where the human mind and the human spirit likes. See, that's how you know that you're connected to spirit. That's how you know when you have gifts. When you're able to go, some people go to church because they like the connection. They like the ceremonial aspect of it. They like the part of belief, believing in something that's bigger than them. Okay? And if there's something bigger than them, that means that they can rely and count on that. Okay, so when you're praying, are you praying to God? Are you praying for yourself? A lot of people forget to pray for themselves. They pray for everybody else. But they forget. Don't forget yourself, because like I told you, if you want to see things happen in the world, then become the prayer that you want to be. Become the prayers as well, because then you're able to ask God to engulf you. Ask spirit. And when I say God, don't get offended. Don't get frustrated. Because to me, it's the great spirit. It's God. It's the universe. The universe has no face. It has many faces. It has many incarnations, many ways to reach you and connect with you. And when you're ready for that, it happens. Right? So here's a cool thing. Some of you believe in past lives and some of you don't. Regardless what it is, if you believe it or don't believe it, it's fine. It's not a problem. Because the energy falls intent. So if your intention is that you're going to go to heaven, you're going to go to some heaven. I believe this. If your intention is that you may be punished and go to some hell, that's possible that could happen if that's where you're putting your energy. But in my reality, I believe that God loves me no matter how I am, what I've done, where I've been, and what I've seen. Because you know what? I believe that God is loving. And I didn't want to get off topic here, but you know, for some reason, the universe wants me to channel that and say this. You know, God is all loving, but also God is the the light over you so you can look at your shadows, so you can, you know, look at yourself and self-direct and be aware. That's how powerful this light is. That power. So how do you find your gifts? Well, first you ask and you shall receive, right? Depending on what you want. What is it you want? What is it that you're trying to unlock? Sometimes we have to figure out what we want. Sometimes we just say, hey, just surprise me. Well, if you ask to be surprised, don't be upset. Don't be upset if nothing happens. Number two, if everything happens. Okay? Because you can unlock doors real quickly. Now, the thing is, with the gift comes a great responsibility. Do you hear me? With the gift comes a great responsibility. That's important. Because as soon as you unlock, when you have this information in front of you and this thing's coursing through your blood, how are you going to use it? For yourself? To help others? A lot of people don't know that. The best thing is to set in meditation. Relax. That's the first one of your first starts. Oh, but I can't meditate. It's so boring. I just can't. It's not, meditation is not for you to gather information. Meditation is for you to relax the mind so you can remember and hear what you need to hear. Okay? So when we move, when we find a gift, gifts naturally evolve. Okay? Gifts, sometimes when we ask, it just appears. Boom. It's there. And sometimes just it's a nice evolution. You start to meet new people. You start to start hanging out with another groups of people. You start to go to events where people do things that you like. And the next thing you know, you're on this river with all these people. And you're doing kind of similar things. You're learning new things. Okay? Light workers are also shadow workers, because you're always working on yourself. You're working on the shadow parts of yourself. So don't be discouraged if you get frustrated or angry because you're a light worker. It's part of the game, man. It's part of being human. You know, you can't stay in the light too long. You can't stay in the shadow too long. You have to find a nice balance, nice harmony between the two. So what is a gift? Intuition. The thing that you just know, that you know, that you know. Sometimes you're just like, I just know. I'm intuitive. Intuition. And then psychics, they're able to tap in into pieces and parts, stories, lines. But here's the thing. There are multiple versions of you, multiple creations, multiple timelines of your existence. Number one, through the people that know you. Number two, through the actual timelines that exist. Because for every decision we don't make, we recreate, or our timeline disappears or fades away. If we turn left, the timeline of turning right fades away or goes into another direction. You're able to tap source. You're able to tap energies of yourself in different timelines before they fade or before they move on. The reason that you feel here is because this is prime timeline. This is the original timeline. You run the original timeline. But sometimes you feel like you have deja vu and you feel like you've been there because a part of you has gone there. Same way if you go this way. It's hard for people to comprehend, to think that there's other versions of themselves doing different things. And, you know, here's the cool thing about different versions of themselves. There are multiple versions of you who are different people. Like, you may be a woman in one. You might be a man in another. You might be a child. You might be a spouse. You know, you might be an invalid. You might have lived one day. But these do exist, because in the multiple timeline, all possibilities exist. Every single thing that could possibly happen in your life, every possible version of what could happen to you exists. It exists. It sounds like a movie, guys. I know. But I tell you, anything that can possibly play out, plays out. Now, the cool thing about it, when you're moving through the timeline, is that you are experiencing it. You are creating it. All right? So it's not etched in stone. That's why there's so many different possibilities for you to go to them. How do you experience it is up to you. You know, there's a big controversy, is destiny, are we predestined to do things a certain way? Well, the only thing in destiny that I know is that you're born and you die. Those two things are etched in stone. There's not much you can do about that. Everything in the middle, you get to experience however you want. And when I say you really get to experience how you want, you really get to experience how you really want. No one tells you to get up when you need to get up. You don't have to go to work if you don't want to go to work. You don't have to take a bath if you want to take a bath. And if you want to buy a new car, you need to buy a new car. But here's the thing. You also have to have the responsibility to know that these things, as you want to receive, you have things that you have to do as you're creating this manifestation. All right? Creating this manifestation of reality. So I remember when you guys remember when The Secret came out, there was a show called The Secret, and it was a whole bunch of stuff about that, and people were just up in arms. Oh, I'm going to manifest a car, I'm going to manifest this, I'm going to manifest that. What happened? Of course, there are some who say, it didn't work for me, Iggy, it didn't happen, I didn't get in my car in 2 days. You know, you have to do the work, my friends. You have to have plans. You have to have a direction. It's like when you wake up in the morning. You know, you wake up and there's a series of things that happen when you wake up, right? You open your eyes. You're laying in the bed. It's not like you just stand up. You open up. You look around. You roll around. Sometimes you sit on the edge. Sometimes you grab a glass of water and you drink it. Sometimes when you get up, you're like, oh my God, my body feels like crap. You know, you're doing whatever. Just because you worked out the day before, and then you run to the bathroom. There's a whole series of things that happen. In creating, too, is the same way. And then I always tell my students, the universe always says yes. You say, may I have a car? The universe says yes. I don't want a car. The universe says yes. That girl's beautiful. The universe says yes. That person's not very attractive. The universe says yes. Am I crazy? Yes. Am I not crazy? Yes. Because the universe doesn't know any different. The universe is abundant. It's loving and it's giving. And it will always take care of you. You're this far in life because the universe has heard your calls. It has heard what you wanted. Now, some of you are going, I don't like where I live. I don't like the life. Well, when I say do the work, you've got to do some things that maybe you don't like. Maybe you have to do some extra things. Sometimes things fall in our lap. Sometimes we have to like dig deep. It's like mining for gold. We got to move into that direction. You know, and that's why when they were doing the manifestation, the creation, people forgot the other parts. We also have to vibrate in a frequency of receiving, a frequency of releasing, a frequency of going, okay, I'm going to move this out of my life so I can bring something else in my life. It's going to be a difficult situation, but I need to move these people out. I need to move out of this house, and I need to move into this direction. And you know, then you're vibrating in a frequency. There are people who say, oh, we don't vibrate. You know, yes, we do. If you have a voice, there's vibration. Okay? Our heart, boom, beating, boom, everything. But you have to be able to move into those frequencies. How do you find your gifts? Your gifts are locked away in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, in your soul. Little by little, no matter who you are, they will show themselves from time to time. From time to time, you will find your body responding and reacting to certain things. All of a sudden, you can wake up and just have like these amazing ideas, these amazing dreams, this amazing connection that may only last for a few minutes, because then we get freaked out and we stop. That I've seen that happen, where people are like, oh, I don't like that, because it's overwhelming. It could be overwhelming. To be tapped into source, and it's because you're not, the gift is yours, but it's also channeling through you through spirit. When I say spirit, I'm talking about, you know, divine spirit. And let me correct that, because you know there are also other types of spirits that try to channel through you and try to manipulate you and move you. So you have to be very careful. So when we ask for our gifts, we have to ask the universe. You know, we have to ask the God consciousness. You know, help me unravel those mysteries inside of me. The mysteries inside of me. the mysteries and sodomies aren't really mysteries. They've just been suppressed, oppressed, and put down. All right, so gifting is important because the reason we open our gifts is because we're ready to move into the space where we can help ourselves and help others. That's when we start to get into our gifts. Now, when you start to go into your gifts, you're going to find that people will come to you. People will attract you like moths to the fire, okay? Because they know. You know, when you find your gift, when you find that thing that you're good at, it might just be one thing. They will find you. The people who need you will find you. I don't know how that works sometimes, but it just does. It just automatically works. And it moves into that space. All right. So hopefully you're getting something out of this talk, this moment right now, and sharing with you the things that I like to do and the things I like to share and talk about. And so I want to invite you to, you know, rediscover the pieces and parts of yourself that you've been shut off, things, the parts of you that don't seem to align with yourself. And I know sometimes it's difficult because you're trying to live a normal life. You're trying to be a normal human being. You're trying to be in the right frame of mind. You're trying to do things so you don't look crazy. But these days right now, we're all going to get unlocked really quick. We're all going to get into the spaces and places that we need to be. Because that's just the way the energies are flowing right now. You know, we're really challenging our belief systems right now. The big thing is challenging our belief systems. We are challenging the government. We are challenging our friends. We're challenging ourselves. We're challenging our families. We're challenging all the things that we ever learned about anything. There are people who are challenging, you know, the system at play. You know, we have a pandemic. There are people challenging that system. There are people who are on board with that system. There are people who are just putting their trust in something different, putting their trust. There are people who are always going to put their trust in the government. I want you to put a little trust in spirit. I want you to put a little trust in God. And if God sends you and leads you into that direction, then you move into that direction. Because spirit only knows what's best for you, not me, not anybody. Spirit can only work through other people to send you a message you need to hear. Okay, because what happens is when we're ready to receive, we will receive. And when spirit is ready to share with you, share with you. All right, so I want to take a little break here. I'm going to get a little drink of water. Agua. All right. For those of you who don't know, I own a salt spa with my friend Sherry. So if you go to serenitysaltspa.com, you can check it out. Book an appointment. Come over and get a little salt treatment. Get a little bit and work on your lungs, your asthma, your skin, all the beautiful things that it does for you. So serenitysaltspa.com. Check it out. We're in Westerville, Ohio, off of Sunbury Road. And come on by for a session. Iggy, type Iggy in the code, and you'll get a $20 special. Regularly $35. Okay, so there's my plug for my business. Moving along, iggygarcia.com is where you can also find me. All right, so we're going to move into the second half of the show where we're going to work on the cards. All right. If you want a reading, raise your hand or just say, I want a reading. Okay, and I will work these cards. I will work these cards to, and we are using the Power Animal Oracle cards. For those of you who are not familiar with these cards, these are like one of my favorite cards. Really connected with these cards. I've used them for quite some time. All right, so I will wait a second here to see if anybody raises their hands. Anybody who has any questions? All right. I've been seeing this in action quite a lot lately. Okay. We are loved by many frequencies. Yep. I agree with both of what you guys are saying. All right. Well, I'm going to pull the card out for all of us, a general card, just to kind of get the ball rolling here. All right, Kate, I'll get your card here in a second. All right, so this is a general card for everybody, then I'll get Kate a read. All right, so I pulled the Porcupine card. Innocence, free yourself of guilt and shame. Heavy. Heavy, heavy. This is a really powerful card, especially right now. Kind of talking about gifts. What a gift the porcupine has, huh? Look at that. He's prickly on the top and soft on the bottom. Kind of like us, right? Sometimes we can be really prickly and soft. So the porcupine's about innocence, freeing yourself of guilt and shame. So a lot of us, we walk through life and we're going through life holding a lot of guilt and resentment and shame about things that we possibly think that we did wrong to someone or possibly think we did wrong to ourselves. In reality is we didn't really do anything. We were just participants in a moment in time. Okay. Now, sometimes what happens is we become very guarded. We become very prickly and we don't let people in. All right. Even though we're being very innocent about it, we're being really protective about it. We put our quills up. And when we put our quills up, okay, sometimes we hit somebody with a quill. And then that causes a situation. And somebody's like, oh, why'd you do that to me? You being in innocence and not knowing because you're just trying to protect your feelings, your emotions, you stung somebody. Not knowing because you're trying to create healthy limits and boundaries with yourself from others. Having compassion and understanding for another person, the porcupine is just telling you here to be soft in the middle and have your quills, but you know, you put your quills down from time to time and listen to what someone has to share with you. Because sometimes if we just listen, we may not have to prick anybody with a quill. And then does a porcupine quill himself? That I don't know. But I would have to say it's possible, but I don't want to find out. Either way, just work and forgive yourself. Forgiving yourself is probably the hardest thing for a lot of people. And letting go of feelings and emotions. Because we like to hold shame. We like to hold resentment sometimes about ourselves. How we feel about certain situations. And we all go, well, I'll never let that happen again. And then it happens again. Because we never moved out of the last energy. Right. So the porcupine just reminds us, be careful where we stick our quills. We may not get the result we want. All right, Kate wants a read. Let's see, okay. All right, let's see. All right, Kate. I'm going to shuffle these around a little bit. All right, here we go. We pick the moose. Authority. You know what's best for you. So, Kate, the moose is about standing in your power, standing in your authority, and meaning that you know what's good for you, what's best for you. Because if you let other people dictate what's best for you, you're not going to be happy. You're not going to be. Speak your voice with an authoritative voice. But not a commanding, not an abusive voice. But knowing that you believe in what you stand. Believe in what you need to say. And stick to your guns, but be flexible. Also, the moose is telling you to be flexible too. To be, you know, be kind. To not just be, you know, right. But see, if you look at the moose is just strong. And he shows power just by his presence. Sometimes just standing in our presence, it's important to share. So the moose wants you to just be present, share, and don't give yourself away. All right, that's a good card. I like that. All right, Connie. Let's get you a card here. Get Connie a card. All right, here we go. Dolphin, the dolphin card. Playfulness. Take time to play. Well, this is a really good card. Connie, the Dolphins just here remind you to be fluid. To be fluid in your movements, be fluid in your life. Just let go. Release a little bit. Play a little bit. Play your drum. Play your instrument. Whatever other things you do. But it's about being playful and being in the moment with yourself and other people and those who you love, you care about. But the Dolphin's in the water. In the water, it just moves very fluidly and very agile-like. Comes up for air when it needs air. Okay? The Dolphin just wants you to play a little bit. Be in that moment. And you know, the Dolphin is smiling, so smile a little more. Love a little more, care a little bit more. Not that you don't. About yourself. Right? So find the things that bring you joy and bliss. Is kind of what the Dolphin's saying. All right. Very good. Anybody else like a read? Let me know. Raise your hands here. And I will give you a card. So the animals are a good mirror for us. The animals are a good tool for us to echo back to us. All right. It's to echo back to us a little bit to what we have to do. Animals, one of the biggest things when you see animals in life, when you see them out in the real world per se, we notice their behavior mirrors our behavior. You know, sometimes the hawk is going to go and look for dinner or look for lunch, and you're kind of hungry too. It's kind of like we're all on the same clock together. We're all moving through this energy. Sometimes we see birds, and sometimes we see rodents, sometimes we see snake. Sometimes we see a carp in the water. Here in Columbus, Ohio, I don't see too many dolphins. Unless you go to the zoo, I think. Do the zoo even have dolphins anymore? I think they do. But anyhow, but I know they have penguins. Either way. So, you know, yeah, you just have to be, you know, these three cards we have, Porcupine, the Dolphin, okay, and the Moose. Those are very powerful totems. Those are very powerful totems about self-expression, about who we are, you know. And play the violin, my friend. I wish you could hear it. I hear it sometimes when I'm online there on TikTok listening to you play. So, you know, being able to connect with source energy is also just being alive. Just doing things we love. Planting, growing, painting, taking a walk, being in that rhythm, being in that place, finding our gifts. So I'm pretty well, and I'm pretty sure that a lot of you will find your gifts. A lot of you will have questions about your gifts. So I offer you the opportunity to reach out to people who do the work like I do. Reach out to me. You say, hey, Gee, I have some questions. I feel this. I don't know how to explain this. But I know when I'm around certain people, I feel like this. Sometimes when I see something or connect something or touch something, I feel like this. There are people who can touch a stone and be connected to source energy. There are people who can just look up at the light and feel source energy. There are people who can look up at a painting and can be connected to source energy. My friend plays the violin, you know. My other friends connect with trees. My other friends connect with their drums. Source energy always finds a way to connect with you. All the time. The question is, are you open to the process? Being open to the process is important, because then, and then only, do you know you're connecting to. You know, there are some of us who are just happy the way we are, and that's okay. That's cool. No one's saying you can't or don't want to be. But the thing is, when we want to find our gifts, they're right there. They're in here, inside of us, flowing all around us. You can never have enough healers in the world. You can never have enough people sharing the same modalities. You can never have enough shamans. You can never have enough Reiki practitioners. You can never have masseuses. Okay, is that a word, masseuses? Or mooses? I don't know. Either way, yeah. But the thing is, you can never have enough light workers. Okay, because as we move into the light, our opposite moves into the darkness. It's the law of balances. It's the law of the universe. When you move into the direction of the light or stay in the gray, there's other ones who stay kind of in the middle too. It's just the shadow. Because when you walk into the light, you cast a shadow. And part of your shadow is there, and then some people are in your shadow. And there are some people who are just not ready to walk into the light. There are some people who don't want to walk into the light. But believe it or not, there are people who really like the darkness, and they dwell in it, and they do well, and they do some weird stuff. In my perception. Remember that. It's my perception. Is it weird? I don't know. Maybe I just don't resonate with that frequency. That's basically what I'm getting to. I like to dwell more into the good things, the goodness of wholesome things of spirituality, because I find it that serves me better. Let's just put it that way. Because the gifts I find through spirituality, through the light, seem to benefit me than through the dark. I've been in the dark places. It's not a good place to be sometimes. Sometimes it's good to go in there and retreat and find and lock yourself away for a moment in time, because that's kind of what we do as human beings. But then when we come out, we poke our head out, kind of like Poxitani and Phil and Pukaichuk, looking for our shadow. You know, because we'll do that in spring when it comes and rolls around again. As we're moving into the phases of we're moving out of summer, going into the fall now. As you can see, the light goes down quicker. By 9 o'clock, it's dark. We're moving to the new phases. And as we move into the new phases and go into the next seasons, we also start to move into the next seasons, because we're becoming wiser and older as we move into these next pieces and parts of ourselves. And you know what? Sometimes it's a beautiful thing. Sometimes it's hard. The winter can be hard for some people, and it can be really beautiful for others. Just like the summer. Some people can't stand the summer because it's just too hot for them. But that's just how life is. That's how we are. Regardless. Yeah, I always joke around. People are like, oh, it's so hot. And I'm like, yeah. And then in about 4 months, we'll be complaining it's too cold. Too much snow. You know, we can't win sometimes. We can't always get what we like, right? But we can. Because you can go to Florida if you don't like it cold. And up here in Columbus, Ohio, you have the opportunity to move. Oh, but I have a job and I can't leave. There's jobs everywhere. You just do what you need to do for yourself. Because if you're happy, other people will be happy. You won't attract those people who are unhappy. Just move into the space you need to be. Be where you need to be. If you're contemplating moving, contemplate it. But make a decision for yourself. That way you're not stuck in that energy of indecision, because then it'll affect other decisions that you have. Don't be afraid. Don't hold back. Release, let go. Be in that flow. Be in that energy. Okay, because when you get into that energy, there's nothing no one can stop you. Now, some people are really happy where they're at, and they want to find the flow where they're at. Then you have to work on that. What does that look like? What does that taste like? What does that smell like? What does that feel like? Because if you're happy where you're at and you don't want to move, for example, we're just using moving for an example, then find what you need to align yourself with, you know, spiritually, emotionally, physically. You know, there's a lot of relationships right now that are ending. There's a lot of people who are not necessarily severing their relationships. They're just kind of melting away. They're just kind of like, just like ice melting, you know, it just goes and it flows somewhere else. Not by anybody's doing or undoing or, you know, somebody because anger is like, no, it's just what it is right now. You know, we've been in this place where we've been locked away, had time to think. And sometimes there was nothing to think about. We were just moving, going through the motions and feeling what we felt. And other people were kind of going through the motions and feeling what they had to feel. And it's not by anybody's fault, but we move and we slide and we go someplace else. And then other people feel the void. Other people come in, they feel their void, you feel their void. And then it starts over. You have this new energy, this new creation, this new gift. Because don't ever think that the people that come into your life, okay, they're gifts. So a gift isn't always about you. A gift is also about others that come into your life to teach you lessons, to teach you the things you need to learn, as well as you teach them and share with them. Okay, because the gift is not always this magic thing that you're thinking about. Sometimes a gift is that person that you let go, and a gift is also that person that you invited into your life, or persons, a dog, a cat, an instrument, you know, a car. These are gifts from the universe, so you can start to unravel and unwind and move that Rubik's Cube around to find the pieces that you want to move and match. And sometimes in the Rubik's Cubes of life, we only get two sides, three sides. And then one day we hit them all, the whole combination. And then here we are. We have all this new energy, this new frequency. Because I'm going to tell you, if you're a nasty, mean, you're going to find other nasty, mean people, because they're going to like you for being nasty, mean. And the people that you don't like, you nasty, mean, are going to go away until they see you differently, because they have an image of you. They see you in a certain way, and they don't like that version of you because they've never seen it before. And it's not that you weren't hiding it from them. It's just because that's where you are in the moment. The illusion is that you've just been hiding that. No, not necessarily. It just means that you're evolving, you're changing, and you're going into a place where you don't see life the same way as you used to. Right? So, people who walk into your life are gifts, and people who walk away from life are gifts as well. All right, guys. It's good to be here. Never forget that. Es bueno estar aquí, como dice en español. It's good to be here. Trust, believe the process. The process is a beautiful thing. Okay? All right. So, I don't have much more to say. Put my glasses back on. Head out of here. All right. Gonna have fun. So when tonight, when you're sleeping, you're praying, meditating, whatever you do before you go to bed, set the intention that you want to be open to receive, and to receive whatever that is to help you move into the right place and right frame of mind. Because your ancestors will help you there. Your guides will help you there. Even when you don't think they're there, they're there. Okay, your angels are there. Your guides are there. These are things that are just with us. Do we see them, not see them? Not all the time. Some of us do, some of us don't. So with that, I'm going to say, Ho'oponopono, matakuyasin, irisikwi, namaste. It's good to be here. Oho. Be well, my friends. Take care of yourselves. Foster and create new relationships if you're craving that. If you need to end relationships with people, do them with class. Do them with style. And just be honest with people. When it's time to say, hey, you know what? I just need to move in a different direction right now. Doesn't mean it's over. Doesn't mean it's forever. It just means that right now, I have to be someplace else. Because the gifts, okay? The gifts are important. People are important. People are gifts. As much as the gifts of the spirit as well. All the people who are in my life are gifts. You know, they're beautiful. They're amazing. When I'm in drum circle with a lot of these people, it's a connection that I can't feel, I can't explain, I can't describe. It's like being one with everybody in rhythm, in harmony. Even with the best drummer or the weakest drummer, it doesn't matter. I'm in connection because I'm them. They are me. And when we're together, no one hears the difference. Sometimes we hear the loud drummer. Sometimes we hear the soft drummer. Sometimes we don't hear anybody drumming. Sometimes just being in the presence of one another, helping each other move through that space and that energy is one of the most beautiful things. That's why the drum circles are so powerful. That's why when we're in a circle, it's so powerful. Because the rhythm of the circle just keeps, the energy flows, and we see each other. And everybody is acknowledged. And everybody's there. All right, my friends, take care of yourselves. Be well. I will see you next week sometime. And you'll probably see me on The Mind of Iggy from time to time, sharing my thoughts, my emotions, my feelings, and how I'm feeling in that moment. Catching it, recording it, so I don't forget it. All right, so I hope everybody got a read. So if you need a read or anything, just let me know. Reach me at Iggy Garcia, or DM me at my messenger, and we can set up a time or appointment where we can share, or come visit me at the Salt Spa at SerenitySaltSpa.com, or visit me at IggyGarcia.com. And with that, guys, I will call it a wrap, and I will say thank you, and I will see you soon. Nos vemos next time. It's good to be here. Be well. All right, my friends, I am out of here, and I don't know where I'm going from here, but I'm out.